So what do you see in this woman's future? And if she does have progression, what do you think her next therapy is, putting trial aside?
I'm not sure. I think that she's weighing how much more she wants to do. I think that unfortunately, with the presence of the metastatic breast cancer, she's not a candidate for transplantation. So, with two active malignancies, the options certainly aren't good. We are going to try to maintain her. We're going to try to get her on a clinical trial that'll allow her to have treatment, even though she has a second malignancy. We may try some off-label agents, and we're really focusing on quality of life and duration of life, particularly as an outpatient for her.
What about venetoclax combinations in her?
Certainly, we could look at that. Venetoclax in the relapse refractory setting has been somewhat disappointing. I know that some centers have reported venetoclax in the relapse refractory setting with response rates as low as 20%. So certainly we could consider that. What we'd love to do would be to, again, in the context of a clinical trial, combine a FLT3 inhibitor with something else. So we know the gilteritinib is controlling her disease. Do we want to layer a hypomethylating agent on with it? We'd love to be able to add venetoclax to it. Again, something outpatient. So I think the future for her is to see whether there's other regimens that we could add on to a FLT3 inhibitor to give her more time.
You know, it's interesting when you see patients who have two cancers like this, it also kind of brings up the opportunity to see whether the treatment of one affects the treatment of the other.
Right.
You know, occasionally you see cases like that are kind of interesting.